What's up, BKL, Vapor Kings and Queens, all members abroad, all vapors abroad, all non-vapors abroad. Hey, it is April the 9th. It's a Tuesday, beautiful Tuesday, going to be about 70 degrees outside today. Come today, we just want to talk a little bit about, let's say exposure, advocacy. Advocacy exposure. You know, we ran into a little circumstance up in Toledo, Ohio, this past weekend. Well, not this past weekend, a weekend 2 days ago. You know, where we went up there, BKL went up there, and we had a great Saturday. Sunday rolled around. We had a good Sunday. Until the end of the show, we started giving mods out. We give out wristbands out for juices, and as they were handed out, people would redeem them, and they would be purchased at the time of handing them out. And you know, take it back. We tossed some things out. We tossed mods out. As we tossed it out, it got paid for. We tossed out a mod, and guys, here's a dollar. Toss out another one. Just here's a dollar. Toss out another one. Here's 50 cents. Toss out another one. Here's 50 cents. And then we toss out wristbands. When the people bring them in, we sell them a bottle of juice for a dollar. And a bunch of companies got in with us. Aspire was one of them. Inland Vapors, Vape Genie. We had Juice It. We had a bunch of companies give us products to do that with, to raise money for the OHVTA. They didn't like it. Because we called it free stuff. I mean, to the person that caught the mod, it was free, but when they caught it, you know, it was paid for on the spot. So there was a money transaction. But it brings me to my point of advocacy and exposure. So when I'm not going to say the OHVTA mainly had played the biggest role in it. But there was a gentleman, no need to put his name out there. Everybody knows who he is. He made the biggest stink of it all. And then he rallied the panel to get behind him. And then I'll put Rod out there, Rod Conklin from Vape Radio. If you listen to their podcast called Throwing Shade, they talk about me, my business, my mascot, our vehicles. And it makes me think, you know, when I think of advocacy, not just in the vaping industry, when I think of advocacy, I think of people that are trying to fight for you and be a leader for you, to help you grow, to help you succeed, to help you progress. Not to tear you down, not to smash talk you, not to trash talk you, not to rally followers to trash talk you, to bring your company down or try to bring your company down or bring your pride down or, you know, and it's the same in drug advocacy. You don't see an addict, slip and do drugs. And then the person that was your sponsor, let's say, you don't see them say, "Hey, man, you're a piece of crap, man. You deserve to hang. You want to kill yourself. You should do." I mean, that's not what you do. At least that's not what I think you do. I don't know. I mean, these people, that's what they do. That's what, Rod Conklin and his buddy from Vape Radio did. That's what the gentleman, with a bad headliner does. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't get it. That's not what an advocacy people are for. Do they fight for our right in vaping, the advocacy? Yeah. Yeah. But let's just say their perception of something you did was wrong. Boy, they don't try to correct you. They try to tear you down. And this is not so much pertaining to the OHVTA, although they followed suit. I mean, they stayed in the shadow. They didn't want to put their name out there. They didn't want to be the one to do all the negativity, which they didn't. But they were part of the panel at the time rallying against us. And whether I was in the right, whether I was in the wrong, whether I did it the way it should have been done, whether I didn't do it the way it should have been done, I think that it could have been handled by me better. I think I could have executed better. I think I could have talked to people a little more and got it, maybe got the approval from them, should I say? Not that I need their approval. I may have needed the approval from the coordinators of the expo, but the people that rallied against us, I don't need their approval. But, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, I think that, you know, it was well executed on their behalf on what they tried to accomplish. They tried to accomplish us getting shut down, which we did. I think that their followers, they did their best at what they could to talk as much trash and tear us down as best they could. But what they don't realize is that VKL, everybody that knows us, everybody that follows us, everybody that cares about us knows that we mean no harm, and we did not retaliate in any way say any negative things about them. I'm just spitting the truth, how they acted, what they did, and how I think they should perform better. And once again, I could perform better. I think I could have done things better, could have done things different. But I definitely believe that if these are the advocates that you and I follow, which I don't stand behind some of them, I will not stand behind some of them. Man, that is a very, very poor group of individuals to follow as leaders. They're not my type of associates. They're not the people I'd like to be around. They're not the people I want to affiliate with, and nor will I. So, you know, I've yet to get any kind of response from the individual we're talking about. And, you know, and that goes to show that he has no remorse. He has no communicative skills, no resolution skills. And, you know, I reached out to him to try to mend the situation. I even put up a thing on social media on Facebook to try to remedy the whole situation. But I don't know. I just want to put it out there, guys, that pick and choose the right people to lead you into battle. I don't want a person to lead me into battle that in any kind of battle, whether it be drugs, vaping, any addiction. I mean, any kind of advocacy, anybody speaks up for you, a state representative, anybody like that. You know, you don't want to stand behind a senator that tells you he's going to do one thing, but then, or, you know, you don't want to go into war. Have a captain go, I got you. We are going to fight. We're going to win. And then, you know, you misload your gun, or you try to put the wrong bullets in, and then he turns around and tells you how big a piece of crap you are, and how stupid you are, and how dumb you are, how ignorant you are. You know, nah, man. You want him to turn around, grab that gun, and show you the proper way to load it, so that you can work together. And that's basically the message for this morning. I know it's been a minute for my podcast. There's been a lot going on. But, guys, pick and choose the right leaders. Our country is in turmoil. Our Senate's in turmoil. This industry's in turmoil. And they may fight for our right to stay afloat in the vaping industry. But they don't fight the battle to be a family. To be a family that works together. They want to do it their way. They want to be the one at the top of the food chain. They want to be the leader in the politics of the vaping. And I think that in vaping industry, in my life, I have a family and we're all equal. And I'm not a leader. I'm not a follower. I'm a member. I'm a member of a family that is growing strong, cares about one another. And I choose to pick the right people to follow or to hold hand in hand with and fight the war. But guys, just, you know, choose the right people. That being said, guys, a short podcast this morning, but I just want to let you know, for me, VKL family, my family personally, all of us here, we ain't got nothing but much love and respect, even for those people that I'm speaking of. With that being said, guys, if you see a homeless man, give him $1 or $2, $5 if you got it. And reach out and tell somebody you love them today, whether it be your brother, your sister, your mother, your cousin, just a friend you ain't talked to in a long time. Make that a goal for today, but not just for today, each and every day, guys, because we are not promised tomorrow. VKL family, to you, we love you. Until the next podcast, man, I'll see you. I love y'all. Later.